Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from Luke chapter 13. If you would like to follow along with the written notes this morning, you'll find those written notes at the top of page 8 in your bulletin. One of the greatest things ever is hugs. Hugs between a husband and wife, hugs between a parent and a child, hugs between a grandparent and a grandchild, hugs between friends. Even though it's been many, many years ago, now I can still remember when our daughter Rebecca was little, and I would come home from church in the evening, and she'd be waiting there at the top of the stairs, ready to give me a big hug and a kiss. Still today, all these years later, when I see one of our adult daughters, we exchange heartfelt hugs. But there was a time when that was not the case. Remember those awkward years? At least we had those at my house. Maybe you did at yours, or maybe not. For me, it was when they were about 12 years old or so until they're toward their late teens. I call them the awkward years because I still loved them and they still loved me, but hugs were few and far between during those years. It was different. And for me, it was great when that time passed and once again, hugs were a common part of our interaction. I wonder if that's kind of like what Jesus was feeling as he spoke the words in our gospel lesson this morning. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Can't you hear the longing in Jesus' words that he speaks? What a joy it is for us to know this morning that Jesus, as today's sermon title indicates, is ever longing and ever loving toward us. That he desires to love us and care for us as his children with an amazing love. That he welcomes us and desires to embrace us in love. Not just when we do good. Not just when we follow Jesus closely. But all the time. See the picture Jesus paints in our gospel lesson. His love and longing are compared to a hen. Think about that picture with me for a moment this morning. A mother bird who is trying to care for and protect her little ones and so spreads her wings to try to gather them in, to protect them and care for them. To hold them close, to hold them tight. Jesus uses imagery here that is found in a number of the Psalms, and thus would have been familiar imagery to his hearers. Imagery of being loved and cared for and protected by a hen or an eagle. Just one example from Psalm 36. How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. What a beautiful and compassionate picture of the love and care of our God for us. But equally noteworthy is the response to this picture of God's gathering love in our gospel lesson this morning. In today's gospel lesson, the reaction of some is to reject his love. Jesus said, "How often would I have gathered your children together, but you were not willing?" For some, Jesus' offer of love and care and protection and embrace was rejected. They push away from him. When Jesus went to Nazareth, the town in which he grew up, for example, the people's reaction and effect is to say, "Who is this guy anyway?" And they reject him and hold him at arm's length. So today, people reject the love of Jesus. Sometimes we reject the love of Jesus and push him away. The reaction of others is to seek his death. King Herod wants Jesus dead. Many of the Pharisees want Jesus dead as well. Jesus, of course, knew that he would be persecuted, ultimately arrested, put on trial, and then sentenced to die on the cross. By this time in Luke's gospel, he has already prophesied that he would die and on the third day rise again, and he has set his face to go to Jerusalem, knowing what that would mean, to suffer and die for you and for me. Many reject his love. Others seek his death. Yet Jesus continues on his journey to the cross. Jesus increasingly focuses on his impending death and resurrection, and with persistence and determination, continues on that course. He continues to love us and to long for us. Jesus, out of love for you and me, persevered until the very end, until his arrest and trial and beating and crucifixion, to die on that cross for us and for our salvation. While this picture of Jesus being like a loving and longing mother hen is a beautiful picture indeed, the best animal picture of all in the scriptures is not that one, but this one. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who offered himself as a sacrifice in our place for our sins, that we might receive God's gift of forgiveness and forever life. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is ever longing for you. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is ever loving you. He says to you today, "Come, receive my love. Receive my embrace. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Ever longing, ever loving you. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.